I'm standing at a piece of Northwest history. More than 200 years ago, Meriwether Lewis and William Clark portaged around the great and majestic Celilo Falls, which back then was teeming with fish and had been fished by tribes here for thousands of years. This is where the Bonneville Power Administration proposes to cross the Columbia River with a new set of power lines. They'd carry electricity from colossal wind farms upriver to the I-5 corridor. A critical piece of this is a new 243-foot tower. It would rise from the bluffs above me. But not if Robert Zorns has anything to do with it. He's the owner of this property.
If we can stop Bonneville, it will send a message that these cultural sites are worth protecting.
Robert Zorns and his wife bought their 122 acres in 2011. They thought it was the perfect spot to retire after 30 years of running an RV park on the Olympic Peninsula. That's where I reach him on Skype. Zorns says, sure, there's already a transmission tower along his bluff, but the tower the BPA proposes is bigger and wider.
It's the sheer mass and the size, just comparing a little buggy to a Hummer.
Zorns is playing David to the BPA's Goliath. Spurred by federal stimulus money, BPA has already done studies, gathered comments, and begun construction elsewhere along the planned line. The agency satisfied concerns from conservation groups like the Friends of the Columbia Gorge. It helped convince BPA to ditch an alternate route over a state park. Director Michael Lang says BPA also agreed to create a $1.8 million fund for projects to, for example, bury existing transmission lines elsewhere in the gorge.
In our analysis, the project was going to go forward. There really was no stopping it. It was a matter of offsetting and mitigating for any adverse impacts.
But the project did stop more than a year ago, and Zorns had a hand in it. Here's what happened. Zorns invited a group from the Yakima Nation to a meeting on his property. He offered the delegation, led by a tribal leader named Johnson Manainek, full access to the historic grounds.
Well, it got really quiet for a long, long time. There was a young man, and he got a great big grin on his face. He said, the reason it's so quiet that Johnson's never heard anyone tell him that they could come on their property and have full access. And then everybody just burst out laughing.
The work that followed by Yakima archaeologists raised new concerns about a cave at the site. On a wall inside is an ancient painting of four human-like figures. Tribes consider it sacred, and it's very close to where BPA planned to blast holes for tower footings. For its part, the BPA says it's committed to preserving culturally sensitive spots. Spokesman Doug Johnson says the agency agreed to a number of changes, including moving that tower 20 feet away from its original spot.
We have partners that have concerns, and when that comes to our attention, we're going to talk to them, and we're going to work through the issues that they have and make sure they're consistent with our goal to bolster our transmission system and do it. But we want to make sure we do it right.
But relations have been tense because elsewhere on the transmission project, a construction crew plowed over a tribal cairn, a sacred memorial marker built of stone. The BPA wrote a letter of apology and agreed to a $2 million fund to mitigate effects of the transmission line on cultural sites. The incident outraged Allison Brooks. She heads the Washington State Office in charge of historic preservation. Brooks says complaints to BPA seem to drop into a black hole. But she says the issues raised here go well beyond this project.
It's the ongoing problem of trying to push through these energy projects quickly, at the same time protecting cultural and natural resources. The balancing act isn't there. And it is a problem all over the Western United States, not just in Washington State.
As for Robert Zorns, the BPA has a right-of-way through his property. So a legal settlement with him is possible, but not necessary.
I can't stop them. They can go through. Some people want to say I'm a folk hero of some sort. It's not me that's stopping them. It's the history of the area that's stopping them.
The latest dispute is whether the site is eligible as an official Lewis and Clark landmark. BPA says no, that the spot where the explorers portaged around Celilo Falls is likely now underwater because of the Dalles Dam. But that view is rejected by the National Park Service and the state of Washington. They argue that even with the dam, the railroad tracks, and the silencing of Celilo Falls, someone from 1805 would recognize the spot as largely intact. It's one of several conflicts the BPA hopes to settle, so construction on the new transmission line can resume this fall. I'm Colin Fogarty reporting.